Hey, as I always say, I wish my mother was here. She'd have believed all of that. Tell me about it. Hey. Hallelujah. Yeah, Mom's still alive, you know. She doesn't know me, but she's still alive. Hey, she's going to make it. She didn't go to a seminar on how to raise 6 wild kids. Never went to a seminar. She knew what to do. She bowed her knee to the throne. Amen. It's a great day to be alive. God help you. It's a great day to be alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Why did you do that the first time? I get tired trying to reach through that plastic. God is not dead. If God is dead, who pronounced him dead? I didn't, did you? And if God is dead, who signed a death certificate? And if God is dead, who knew the deceased well enough to identify the remains? And if God is dead, why weren't we informed? Because we are members of the family. Amen? Members of the family. Hallelujah. And he doesn't die, I've said this before, he doesn't die by pronouncement. Simply because some idiot said, hey man, there is no God. That doesn't mean there is no God. That simply means there's another idiot. That's all that means. There is a God, King of kings, Lord of lords, Master of everything, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Bright in the Morning Star. Hallelujah. There is a God. Amen. There may be a Christmas, but there is a God. It always amazes me. You know, and he doesn't die by water either. He walks on the water. And he doesn't die by trial. Just because Madame O'Hare and her crowd have a trial. And because they have it, they say, there is no God. Pilate had a trial. They all had a trial. The Shintoists, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims. Every university in the world, they try him. And try to tell us that he doesn't exist. They're crazy. We were singing that chorus, kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. Hey, but he remains. Amen. He will not die. One of these days, this old age that we're living in is going to wrap up. Amen. If you think this world is going to get better, forget it. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Hey, but in one strategic move. Amen? In one strategic move. Whew. That that will startle, I mean shake them up. Amen. Brace your feet, it's coming. Amen. And he will come in a hearse. No, he will come with a lot of noise. Right. Trumpet sounds. My Father. Amen. And with a shout. My God, where will these people be that are conservative? That tell me they don't sing loud. They don't preach loud. They don't pray loud. They don't, of course not. They're dead. When the Holy Spirit hits you, whoa, when the Holy Spirit moves on you, amen, when the Holy Spirit encompasses you, hallelujah, we all do the same thing, amen, we wiggle something. Don't tell me you're conservative. Tell me you're dead and I'll believe it. What are these people going to do when the trumpet sounds? Amen? It's going to blast the world into a startling strategic move that will raise Cain with the devil. And he will grab him and put him. Amen. Put him. Where he will be in an inescapable situation. And forever and ever and ever. Burn on. So God is not dead. So why act like it? So these people that can't stand a little noise, what in the world would they have done on the day of Pentecost? That was the biggest confusion. Nobody knew what was happening. Dear God, they were all speaking in tongues. I don't believe that any of the 120 were speaking the same language. Amen. Dear God, do you know that I have preached Christ on every continent? To every major culture in the world. To every state in the Union. And I've been doing it for 51 years. I'm one of the fortunate ones that can say, like David of old, I was young. Hey, now I'm old. I can say that. A lot of people can't say that. Amen. I get up every morning. Thank God I can say I'm old. Amen. You got to live to say that. Hey, I have, what did he say? I was young. Now I'm old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, hallelujah. He is alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. Why? Because we belong to the only thing that's going to make it. Amen. Don't pity yourself. Go around with your head down, under oppression. Going to seminars. God, I wondered what, you know, for 70 years, Brother Mayo, in this movement, what did we do? We didn't have any seminars. We We only had two messages, the cross and the coming. Amen. That's all we preached. He's coming. Get ready. Amen. Hey, we didn't have much counseling. We didn't need much. Because the first time you needed counseling, you didn't bug the pastor by telephone because you didn't have a phone. And you didn't go to the church office because all we had was a storefront and our educational building was 9 curtains pulled every which way. So you went to the pastor's house and you went in. Now you need counseling, right? God help you. You know, so many people need counseling today, you wonder who's tending the store. Hey, do you know what Pentecost is for? Pentecost is power. Amen? Power. Either you have it or you don't. Amen? And if you say you're Pentecostal and don't have power to stand on your own 2 feet, what you need is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's what you need. Don't tell me you're full of the Holy Ghost and need counseling every other day. Tell me about it. So we went to the pastor's house and you went in and you said, oh, I got a problem. He said, I know you got a problem. You are full of the devil. Get on your knees and repent and God will forgive you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, get on your knees and repent. Next case. That's all there was. You never went back. You knew what to do. Get on your knees and repent. I get a little weary of this business. Everybody's hurting today. We've taken the signs off our church, House of Salvation, and we've gone to House of Healing now. Dear God, healing's only temporary. I don't care how many times you get healed. If you're going to die. I don't care how much fruit and fiber you consume. I don't care how many vitamins you take. You're going to die. You're going to die. So what do? You get ready to die. Amen. For as the tree falls, so shall it be. Woo. Get ready to die. Amen. When you get ready to die, I'm not talking about a blue serge suit and how your hands will be folded. I don't care how they fix you up. If you don't have it on the inside, they can paint this, pump it up. Hey, lower that jaw a little, push this one out. Paint a little more eyebrow on there. Hey, it is appointed on the man once to live. You're going down a one-way street. There are no U-turns. You're not coming back. Some people act like they're going to come back. Oh, someday I'll go back and ask them to forgive me. You're not coming back. Do it now. Amen. Oh, someday I'm going to help Jimmy Swaggart. You're not coming back. Do it now. You're not coming back. Amen. There is no redemption in the grave. There's no sanctification in the grave. Buddy, when you hit there, that's all she wrote. No made up prayers. No made up sacrifice. No made up commitment. Now is the time. Amen. If I thank God for one thing, I thank God he got a hold of me. When I was strong, full of vinegar, the whole world was level. Wasn't afraid of a bandsaw. God, I didn't back off from anything. God bless the Irish. I'm reminded of the Irish preacher in Northern Ireland that was preaching, and he was telling those people, he said, God will protect us, and the Lord will help us, and the Lord will do this, and the Lord will do that. And he gets to swinging his arms, and they see a gun. And they said, hey, preacher, you've got a gun. Oh, he said, and be glory up. He said, that's to hold them off until the Lord gets there. Amen. Hey, I better get a text. Matthew 8 and 9, don't turn to it. I don't like people trying to find scripture when I'm trying to preach. They never find it. She turns to him when I'm half through and says, I found it right there. And missed everything I was saying. It'll be there when you go home. Matthew 8, 9. And when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And saying, let me get it out of the book here. What am I looking for? Matthew. There came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, I'm in trouble. Now, when you are in trouble, this centurion knew a lot more than half of us know. He at least knew where to go when he was in trouble. Amen? Half of you don't know that. You go bug somebody. God entrusts you with a mystery. You don't know why, so you go and blow it by talking to everybody about it. Why did this happen to me? Well, I don't know. But if God entrusted you with a mystery, don't go to hell over a mystery. Commit it to him and keep moving on. Amen? And don't go bugging somebody and say, explain this to me. They'll explain it to you. Half the people in here, if I went to you and you didn't know me and I said, explain this scripture to me, dear God, you'd stand there and explain it to me, whether you knew anything about it or not, but you'd explain it. Go to God. He is Lord and Master of everything. Is he master of your life or not? Amen. Did he call you or not? I never had to have anybody prophesy over me. That's right. And I don't bug God with what tie should I wear today. God said they all look bad. Wear any of them. That'll melt your butter. I knew a man once, a man who was supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost. Every morning he stood and worried God, God, what tie should I wear today? He knew where to go. He came to the place of help. Amen. He said, my servant lieth sick, tormented. He's in bad shape. Grievously tormented. Now thank God he came to the right place. Amen. And Jesus said to him, hey, don't worry about it. He said, I will come and heal him. That's not so hard, is it? I will come and I will heal him. But that centurion, that centurion understood something that half of us don't understand after all these years. He understood who Jesus was. Amen. And whenever you understand who Jesus is, you're in good shape. Amen. You got to understand who he is. And the centurion said, Lord, I am not. What? Say it. I am not worthy. All right. If we are not worthy, who is worthy? Amen. The organization? My father and mother? My boss? No! He is worthy. If God gave us our just deserts, half of us would be in hell. God doesn't give me what I deserve. He gives me what I need. Amen. Woo, as long as I can come to him and say, hey, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Oh, you know, I love to sing praises to the Master. But I'm a little bit concerned because anymore, in our churches, they've thrown their songbooks away. And with it, they've thrown half of our theology. What can wash away my sins? What? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes. There's no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's beautiful. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But we've thrown it away. You remember when we used to sing out of the book, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, no other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush they're singing, but the melody that he gave to me, oh, within my heart is ringing. Sing it. And he walked with me, and he talked with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But we've thrown all of that away. Now we're singing off the wall. Half of it sounds like it came off the wall. We got heavy metal. You know why they call it heavy metal? Because it always sounds like the lead singer just dropped an anvil on his foot. Are you with me? Let me see your hands. Can't tell. Wiggle them a little bit. God likes a little action. You know, I don't understand this. Last year I traveled 267,000 miles and was inside of 75 Assembly of God churches, two-thirds of them singing off the wall. Praise, 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 praise. Listen, mister, God Almighty wants our praise. He will accept our praise, but only if it is accompanied by obedience. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can sing praises till your beard drags on the ground, but if you don't obey him, you're still in square one. Never understand it. Half the time, the poor person that putting them on the overhead projector must have cataracts, can't see, because you get them a little twisted, and there's the Sunday morning congregation, cockeyed, trying to sing off the wall. What we ought to have in our hearts. Amen. Dear God, I just came back from Hong Kong, Kuala Lumpur, Port Dixon, Singapore, did 30,000 miles in 2 weeks and preached 13 times or whatever it is I do. I did it. I never did learn how to preach. I studied hermeneutics and homiletics and failed both of them. Graduated from Bible school, a boy the most unlikely to succeed. I'm a visiting professor now at that college, and every year I go there, I let them know about it, buddy. Hallelujah. Let them know about it. I have forgiven them, but I never let them forget it. Never, never let them forget it. I am not worthy. As I said before, if half of us got what we deserved, we'd be in hell. That's right. None of us are worthy. Read the book. Every time in this book, when God came to a man, the man fell. Amen? Nobody pushed him over. Somebody told me one day, they said, came up to me in a service and said, I'm a catcher. Oh, I said, what team do you play for? Oh, they said, I don't play ball. I said, what do you catch? He said, I catch people. God, I could just see him with about a 200-pound one coming down, you know, gonna catch him. I said, that's interesting. He said, I'm an ordained catcher. First one I'd ever met. And I thought I had seen everything. I said, tell me about this catching bit. Well, he said, I stand behind the people when the evangelist prays for them. And when he pushes them over, I catch them. Push him over. And I remember the days, mister, when the Holy Spirit walked into our storefront churches and whole congregations were slain under the power. Nobody touched them. Amen. Nobody touched, and nobody made a formula out of it. You read the book. Every time they fell, how did they fall? They fell on their faces before the King of Kings and the majesty and the glory of Almighty God. Amen. Fell on their faces in his presence. The 420 elders didn't, fall on their back. I don't have anything against it. It's just a waste of time. Oh, for the days when the Holy Spirit, I have fallen. Nobody pushed me over. And nobody better try. Because I'll push back. Oh, for the days when we used to say Malachi for Malachi. That's the truth. We didn't know how to say all those words. You never knew if we were going to preach from 2 Carnations or One-Eyed John. We just hung in there with it. We knew we weren't worthy. Amen. We knew we were not worthy. We were full of the devil. Could cuss 15 minutes, not say the same word twice, knock your head off. But when we bowed before him, we bowed, and he washed our sins away, and we cried, worthy, not worthy, but thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Oh, hallelujah. We used to sing, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember that? Woo. I preached to 6,000 Chinese, full of the Holy Ghost. Woo! You think you've been to church? You haven't been to church. Nobody asked those people. Raise your hands now. Praise the Lord. Put them down. Sit down. Get up. Turn around. I heard a preacher one night tell his congregation, shake around and turn hands. And I thought, God. But I watched those Chinese, and I love them. I've been going through Malaysia for 20-some years. God, I watched the revival hit them. They are now, those churches down there in Singapore and up in Kuala Lumpur, most of them giving from $500,000 to $1 million a year to missions. Amen? Then I come home and somebody said to me, Greenaway, is there anything doing overseas? Half the churches I preach in on Sunday morning, if you stuck your head in the door and said, boo, half of them drop off of their seats. Then the people want to know, hey, anything doing overseas? You ask yourself, anything doing around here? Somebody said that somebody died in one of our Sunday morning services, and they called for the paramedics and the ambulances, and they came rushing into that church and carried out half of it. Tell me about dead. Twice dead, plucked up by the roots. You see, I don't have anything to lose because I'm going to die. After 51 years of preaching this gospel, I'm going to die. Don't worry about me, because I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Don't worry about me. I'm like Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and one day, boom, he was not. Why? God took him. You know what happened to Enoch? One day, walking along with God, hand in hand, God looked down. He said, man, I love you. He said, I'll tell you what, Enoch, it is now closer to my house than it is to yours. Let's go home. Oh, hallelujah. And he went home. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let's go home. Let's go home. Woo! And one of these days, old C.E. Greenaway is going to be walking with the master. And he's going to say, Greenaway, hey, buddy, it is now closer to my house than it is to yours, and I'm going home. I am going home. Oh, hallelujah. I am not afraid to go home. Amen. Because he waits for me. He hath prepared a place for me, that where he is, there I may be also. Hallelujah. I am going home, going home, going home. Just a little while to stay here. You remember that one? Just a little while to wait. Just a little time of trouble in this low and sinful state. Just da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And sweeping through the pearly gates. Yeah, that's it. Woo! Just a little while to stay here. Some of you act like you're going to be here forever. You're not going to be here forever. Hey, I better get on here. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest even come under my roof. But speak the word. Hey, that's what I'm always looking for. That's what I'm always listening for, the word. Amen. Amen. Speak the word. Amen. Don't preach me a sermon. Don't send me to a seminar on how to get healed. God, I wonder how we got through 70 years without all of this. Now we don't know whether we're saved unless somebody prophesies over us. Dear God, I remember when we used to preach Jesus saved, Jesus healed, Jesus is coming, and Jesus baptized. That's all we, you know. Now we're so messed up, we don't know whether we're saved. We're not sure whether we have the baptism. We're not sure now whether Jesus is coming like he said. I'm sure. Don't give me that stuff. I am sure he's coming just like the book said. He is coming, hallelujah, just like he said, he's coming. Amen. How many of you believe that? Amen. Hang in there. Hallelujah. You don't know if we're going to get so all fired good that he's going to come back and pat us on the head and say, hey, I love you. You did a real nice job. Everything looks good. You're crazy. Read the book. Somebody asked me one day to go to a seminar. I said, what kind? They said a marriage seminar. No, marriage encounter. I said, are you crazy? I said, man, I've been married to the same woman for 47 years. And I said, it's been an encounter every day. Don't tell me. Gotta go. You want to know how to treat the little lady? It's in the book. Amen. It's in the book. He'll tell you how to love one another. Amen. And what he doesn't know about it ain't worth listening to. Amen. It ain't worth reading. Read the book. Practice a little old knee drill. Speak the word. I remember, no, I don't remember, but I remember knowing. I told Brother Swaggart on the panel, I said, I'm not a theologian, I'm your for instance person. Amen, and if I had my choice, anyway. I better not say that. Say the word. No. You see, when the centurion looked at Jesus, Jesus said, I'll come to your house and I'll heal him. The centurion said, hold it. Hold it right there. He said, it so happened, sir, that I know who you are. The disciples didn't even know it. He said, I know who you are. You're not just a healer. No way. Hey, you never even published a brochure. Nobody knows you. You've been kicked out of every hotel in town. They spit on you. But he said, I know who you are. Amen. Amen. If you ever learn who he is. The centurion knew. Amen. He didn't see just somebody with a psychological formula. He said, you don't push people over. And you don't demand an offering if you pray for me. I know who you are. Amen. I know who you are. Because I know who I am. Amen. You know what I am? I'm a sinner saved by grace. Amen. Nothing in my hands I bring. Whew. Whew. I know who you are. You are a man under authority. Amen. 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 Then the disciples remember that he said, I do nothing of myself. Amen. But only because my Father hath sent me. Amen. The centurion was a man under authority. He said, I know who you are because I'm a man under authority. Because he said, one day, I bowed my knee to a throne. What throne? He said, I bowed my knee to the Roman Empire. Amen. You listening to me? I bowed my knee to the Roman Empire. I kissed the scepter of the emperor. You think I don't know who you are? You are also a man that bowed your knee to the authority in heaven. Your Father, which art in heaven, you bowed your knee to him, and now you were a man under authority. He said, when I joined the Roman Empire and became a centurion, I was stripped of all my titles. I was stripped of my property. Do you follow me? That's what the centurion knew. He said, I'm even stripped of my family. I have no assets. My assets are all wrapped up in the Roman Empire. Amen. Don't tell me that soldier didn't know who Jesus was. Amen? Because all that Christ did on this earth was because of his Father who sent him. Amen? He had bowed his knee to the authority over him. Are you with me? Amen? Bowed his knee to the throne. And that centurion, because he bowed his knee to the empire and was stripped, then he was a man who had authority. Amen? Do you hear me? But his authority was in his submission to the power over him. Amen? Amen? The question today is, to whom are you bowing? Are you bowing to creeds and doctrines and tenets of faith and organizations? Nothing wrong with organization, but you don't bow to the organization. Amen? Amen. People are bowing today to materialism. Amen. They bow to the almighty dollar. They'll do anything because they're bowed to the dollar. They're bowed to materialism. They are bowing to this world. Amen. But I remember the day, mister, when I bowed my knee to the kingdom. Oh, and I said, wash away my sins and set me free. Hallelujah. And I can be stripped of all of my desires. Everything that I have, I own nothing. Only Jesus. Only he can satisfy. Oh, hallelujah. Every burden rolls away. Doc, you can be filthy rich and have burdens that bow you down. Mister, where you need to be rich is rich in Christ Jesus. Amen? Rich in Christ Jesus. Bow your knee to the throne. You're going to give me a little time here. He said, I'm sold to the empire. How many of us are really sold to the kingdom? Huh? Huh? How many people, you know, people, you know what the question I get the most today? When are you going to retire? Hey, I bowed my knee to the empire forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Every drop of blood, every fiber of my being doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. That's why I'm still alive. Amen. Dear God, I've been cut more ways than you can count. You want me to tell you about my operations? I'm split from here all the way down. They took out half of my stomach. I'm hooked straight up. Saved a lot of trouble. I had my gallbladder taken out. Some people think they lose their gallbladder, they lost their best girlfriend. I have garden hose in my chest, bypass surgery. You hear me? God, when they cut you open, they take it. Hey, you can hear the head surgeon saying to the other, take it out. Hey, but I found out how much you can lose and still live. I've had chronic malaria for years. That's enough to kill a person. I've had amoebia 5 times. Once a kid. But I'm still alive. Amen? Amen. I've had rheumatoid arthritis. They said, you're going to die now. Every time, Brother Mayo, every time I get been sick, they say, he's going to die now. Why does everybody think I'm going to die? You're going to die. You're not going to live forever. You're going to die. With or without it. With or without it, you're going to die. But you're going to make it. Amen. Because you belong to the only thing that's going to make it. When the stars fall from their mooring, when the earth like a giant ember cools off, when the nations of the world have been forgotten, and the stocks and the bonds and the banks and the great institutions are all gone, there is one thing that will remain, and it will have the stamp of eternity upon it, the Church of Jesus Christ. It will endure. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It will not die. Whew. It's always good for a wave. Amen. Whew. I am of the kingdom. I am to the kingdom. I am for the kingdom. Just like the centurion was. Amen. Whew. And that centurion said, I know who you are. He said, I'm not exactly a liability to the Roman Empire. I'm an asset. Because I look after the state of the empire. Amen. I ask you a question today. How much are you looking out for the kingdom that you are, say, for and to and of? Huh? 3 prepositions. But that's what we are. We're saved to, of, and for. Amen? We are nothing in ourselves. We are only what he makes us. Amen? You want authority. You want authority? Everybody wants power. Go into any church. They sit around singing all day long. Oh, power. I want the power. I want to. For what? So I can get to the next seminar on how to deal with my problems. how to get, you know, how you give. Get loose as a goose. You know, sort of give, you know. You got to go to a seminar. God, if you read the book, you know how to give. Amen? 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 No, we got to go and hear somebody that doesn't give himself. Tell us how to give. Whenever I hear a man preach, I want to know his track record. I want to know if he's been down the pike and around the horn. Amen. There's one thing I can stand on this platform, buddy, and I can say, if you've been any further back than I have, tell me about it. I've lived in mud huts and tin shacks. I've lived, God, ate stuff you if you couldn't swallow, you spit it out and kept moving on. I've been every way you can be. I've been rich. I've been poor. Rich is better. But I am persuaded. Hey, I've been down. I've been out. I've been up. I've been hungry. I've been full. But I'll tell you one thing. I am convinced. Amen. I'm convinced that I'm going to make it. That's what Paul said. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I know who you are. I better quit. God help me. All right. I thought it was later than it was. I'm sorry I mentioned it now. I didn't know what my nose was for until I moved to Baton Rouge. I know who you are. You have authority. That's what the centurion was saying. You have authority. When you speak the word, amen. He's saying you don't have to talk all day. You don't have to pass out your brochures and say, here I am, read about me, and then I'll talk to you. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. That's too close. Because you have authority. You didn't pluck your authority out of the air. Or a correspondence course. Or because you graduated from a seminary. Amen? He said, just say the word. Many years ago, when Amy Semple McPherson was starting out, she started out in Connecticut. She was staying. She was just a young girl. God had called her, signally blessed her. I used to go and hear her preach when I was a kid. God, she'd make the hair stand up. You knew you had been to church. Whew. The Holy Spirit would move. And people would stand there and grab the bench under Holy Ghost conviction and shake the bench until it rattled. And when Amy would just say, come, they would run to the altar screaming, God, have mercy on me. Amen. Now that's church, buddy. Amen. That's church. But she was staying in the Garlock's home. H.B. Garlock, my field director many years ago, and my buddy, my champion. We walked those hills together. We walked that desert together. We walked the plains together. We suffered together. We rejoiced together. They were just young boys at that time when Amy was staying in their home. As a matter of fact, it was the Garlock boys' father who helped Amy get started. I was just with David in Kansas City recently. Great man of God. David was telling me that one morning his mother had put a saucepan on the stove to boil water to make tea. The handle sticking out. And David said, my little brother, just walking, walked by that stove and reached up and got a hold of that handle and pulled that scalding water over his body. He fell like a rock to the floor in shock. My mother began to scream and began to unfasten his little shirt when Amy walked into the room. And Amy said, don't open that shirt. Button it back up. But that mother said the flesh was coming with the shirt. And David said, I was standing there wild-eyed. My brother, I was in a state of shock when that little girl, Amy McPherson, just laid her hand on that boy's chest and said, Jesus! Woo! Jesus! Jesus! She said, all right, now you can take the shirt off. And that mother unbuttoned that shirt, and that skin was as fresh as the day he was born. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 What was it? What was it? Just say the word. Woo! Tell me his name again. Tell me his name again. Jesus, say it. Say it again. Jesus. Say it again. Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. It's all wrapped up in one word. Amen. Whew, Jesus. Ukalaba Shandaya. Ukarabarandalaba Shandaya. For who can declare his glory? Jesus. Just say the word. Amen. I know you have authority because you earned it. Amen. Amen. If you have authority, it's because you earned it. Amen. You earned it. He said, I can't see your troops, but I know you got him. Don't tell me that centurion didn't know who he was. Amen. You got 10,000 legions of angels. Hey, there he had. I can't see him. But you have authority. And Mr. Before God Almighty, today, remember that our Master has authority. The authority of the kingdom. The eternal kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He is not some philosopher. He is not some toothless old something reciting creeds and doctrines. He is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believeth. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Woo, he is Jesus. How blind we are. we see Jesus half the time bankrupt. That's how we see him. Can't meet our needs. Then we got people coming along saying, hey, you can put God in a corner. He'll give you what you want. You're crazy. Nowhere in this book did he say he would give you what you wanted. He said, I'll always give you what you need. Amen. And there's a difference between what we want and what we need. Amen. If you really want to pray, you pray, God, what do you want me to have? I want what you want. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. I want what you want. I want what you want. God, he has authority. I get amused at Christmas time. Everybody got a little plastic crèche. Got a little plastic manger. Little plastic bug-eyed baby. Lit up with red light. And that's Jesus. If that's Jesus, I'm Chinese. Some lady invited me at Christmas party in a city, and I said, I don't know where it is. She told me where to come, and she said, when you get on my street, she said, you'll know our house because we've got the little manger scene. And that night when I got on that street, every house had a little plastic manger scene. We dress up our kids at Christmas time. Little boys look like little Lord Fauntleroy. We dress them all. We dress up our little girls like angels. Little halo, little horn. And that's angels with little moth wings. God have mercy. Angel, let me say this. He is not a baby in a manger. Amen. He is not a baby in a manger. I see him as a King of Kings. Hallelujah. With all authority. Oh, hallelujah. He is Christ, God Almighty. Amen. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Not some plastic. Whatever. And those aren't little angels. God, you ought to see them when they take their wings off. I heard a Sunday school teacher say one day, she said, get that angel outfit on or I'll pop you one. Angels stand at his beck and call. Amen. They're big. Woo, they have swords. Amen. The angels of the Lord encampeth round about me, not little moth wing, but men, hallelujah, with swords. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That can march into the dungeon and rip the steel doors off and set the captives free. Push back the ocean and the mountains. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you got angels. Remember that Christmas time. You'll think I have a thing about some of this stuff. I do. You have authority without limit. Just say the word. Not a thesis on healing. Our God has a reservoir. I got to let you go. God, help us. You see, none of us are smart enough or trained enough that devils will obey us. Do you hear me? It's the power behind us. Woo! And if there's no power over you to which you have bowed your knee, you will die without power. There is no power. Only He is the power. Hallelujah. Amen. And you bow your knee to Him. Whew. Bow your knee to Him. I got to go. I got to leave you. I bow my knee to Him, and He sent me to the ends of the earth. Everything I've ever done for God, remember, I took the gospel to 15 tribes that never heard of Jesus until they heard it from us. We lived like beggars, but we weren't beggars. Amen. We had bowed our knee to the throne. Amen. Amen. We just looked like beggars. Hey, I just look like a beggar. Amen. Amen. I'll be a beggar till I die. When you're going to retire, Greenaway, you think I'm going down to St. Petersburg and sit on a green bench and let one hand play with the other one the rest of my life? No! 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 Oh, hallelujah! He said, as your days are, so shall your strength be. Amen? And when your days are gone and you don't have any more strength, He takes you home. Amen. That's why I don't jog. I'm not going to die on somebody's sidewalk. I'm going to die in bed like you're supposed to. Show me a jogger with a smile on his face. I told a fellow one day when he said, Greenaway, you ought to jog at my age. He said that. I said, you ought to preach. I said, I drag enough oxygen through my lungs in one sermon. You'd have to jog to Christmas. I said, I want to see you when you've been preaching 51 years on every continent, to every major tribe in the world, every state and union. I want to see you when you've laid tons of 40-pound blocks, when you've hacked your way through jungles and you've stumbled across deserts and you've been without water and without food and the devil threatened to kill you and throw you aside. But I'm still alive and I'm still in business, hallelujah, because of Him. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stand.